Well, good morning and welcome to another Freight Broker Planet podcast where we discuss relevant topics related to logistics and their supporting businesses. We strive to bring the most current and useful information possible with guest appearances from industry professionals. And sometimes we have course completers visit to give you the inside scoop on our training here. Today we have Marjorie Mimi from Olivia Logistics. I hope I pronounced that right. And I am very happy today that she took time out of her busy day to be with us and to share her experiences with you. Good morning, Marjorie.
Good morning, Louis.
Thank you for having me. Well, we're glad to have you. Can you take a moment and just tell us a little about you and why you got interested in becoming a freight broker?
Well, a little bit about me is I've been a mediator for some years, and my brothers actually have been truck drivers for the youngest one is going on 4 years, and the oldest just got into the business, and it's going about 2 years now. And so eventually we're going to be owning our own trucks. My little brother's actually working on that right now. So I guess it's pretty much becoming like a well-rounded family business. Uh-huh. So that was initially how I ended up getting into the brokerage business.
Well, that's a good story. And that, you know, that is not unlike what I hear often. A lot of the people that contact me about the training, they're related in way to someone who drives a truck. And that's one of the reasons why I offer a discount to CDL holders. Because I know what it's like to try to get everything together to get the business going. And so I have a few questions to ask you because there's folks, I get calls daily, multiple calls, and people inquiring about the training. They'll do a Google search. And so let me just ask you, what have you learned from Freight Broker Planet? Have you learned anything?
Pretty much anything that I'm doing from start to finish, I have learned from Freight Broker Planet. I actually didn't know anything about having a brokerage business. I didn't even know what it was, to be honest with you. So Freight Broker Planet has provided me with the understanding of what an actual freight broker is and does. And the firsthand experience of what I have to spend and familiarizing myself with to be knowledgeable in the business.
Well, do you remember how you stumbled upon us? How you found us?
Well, I actually Googled you guys, and I actually Googled a surety bond, and you were a recommended class, JW Surety, I think. So
yeah,
after that, I reached out to you.
Okay, great. As far as expectations in the training you received, would you say that your expectations were met and or exceeded?
My expectations have been exceeded because, well, again, I knew nothing. I mean, Google could only take you so much and explain to you exactly, you know, what you need, what you have to obtain. But I knew I didn't know how to reach out to the customer, you know, how to get clients, how to get a customer, how to reach out, how to talk, how to, well, to pretty much ultimately make them be a client. So,
okay.
Oh, yeah, no, it has pretty much exceeded what I expected.
Okay, thank you. What advice would you offer to new trainees or people that are preparing for this training?
I guess it's to have an open mind and, just to have an open mind and to pretty much listen to what Lewis has to say. Pretty much. I know it kind of sounds silly, but again, from somebody that had no knowledge and experience of knowing nothing, and within, my first 30 days, I was sending out quotes to businesses, and it wasn't just one or two quotes. It was like, over 10 to like 15 quotes. So, like I will say, just have an open mind and pretty much listen to what Lewis has to say.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the testing after every module. How did you feel about that?
I think the testing are very helpful because it kind of brings everything together. And whenever you kind of don't understand something, the test kind of make it more well in you aware of where you're lacking or where the understanding is not clear. So I really enjoyed the test because it kind of made me see where, even though I thought I understood it, but after reading the questions, I really did not. So they were really helpful in kind of bringing in the information together for me, in my mind.
Well, I'm sure one of the things that you would also recommend to the folks taking this training is to be meticulous note takers.
Oh, yes. Because, I'm extremely anal about note taking, and I'm
yes, my organization skills are. Yes, you are.
Yes. People, so I try not to, instill that upon anyone. But yes, since, this is something that you're creating and you want it to be successful. So, yes, I highly advise if you want to write it, just take little notes, jot it down. Because I was actually taking little notes and then actually going back and filling it in per what Lewis had said or from the lessons that he taught and from the test that I took.
I thought in the beginning, when we first started with you, I said she's going to be trouble because she wasn't.
Yeah.
You were holding things up, taking your notes. But that's a good thing because that's one of the things that I kind of, I'm kind of anal about is you got to take the notes. I'm not on the other end, but I've been on the other end. So listening to me lecturing and then taking your notes because basically I'm giving you an open book test. And so if you take the notes, if you write the stuff down, then you'll do well. You'll get the knowledge. You'll do well on the test, and then you'll have something to refer to, go back and refer to. So yes, you are a note taker.
Well, I have to say it. You have not really steered me well. You have not steered me wrong yet, because again, like I said, I've only been doing this for a month, and everybody that I've spoken to think I've been doing it for years and years and years. So,
well, that's good.
The note taking is important.
So, in a month, what were you able to accomplish? So, you got your training.
Within a month, I've obtained my training. I'm pretty much a full functioning business at the moment.
So, you're a licensed freight broker?
I am a licensed freight broker. I have all of my I have my authority, and I could travel all throughout the United States. And at the moment, I'm just waiting for my quotes to come in.
Okay, let's recap it. Okay, so you got your licensing, your training. Were we helpful at all with helping you get your I know you knew about your entity and whatnot, but were we helpful at all with helping you pull everything together?
Oh, yes. The only thing pretty much that I knew about was creating my entity, but in regards to obtaining my authority, there was, even though I, reached out to FMCSA and they helped me, but I wasn't really, I did not fill out the proper form. So Lewis did help me with that and got all of that rectified with apartment and make sure I didn't lose my money, and that the bonding, where to get my bond, my insurance, yeah, pretty much from start to finish was, besides so, the creating the LLC was, no, you were pretty much how, well, the foundation of me bringing this to life.
And back to your authority, that's something that you decided to do on your own. And I was happy that I was able to help you get that redirected. That's not, you know, we do set up the situation where we refer you to other compliance people that can help you, you know, take care of all of that. But I wasn't going to let you, you know, lose your money or not get everything straightened out. So I helped you with that. So you're able to move loads today.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in 30 days, if you can get your stuff together, anyone coming in here should be able to also.
Oh, all yes. Right. Oh, yes, definitely.
And so now you know what a freight broker does.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, I do, because this is now becoming, it seems like my bread and butter at the moment, the way that it's looking, because next year is coming and everything's going to be fresh and new, so yes.
So what are your thoughts on FMCSA in that unbelievably they actually don't require training for you to become licensed? What do you think about that? Where do you think that leaves people? Because you know there are people that feel they can read a little bit and get by. They're intelligent and you know, can you see where the training is such an essential part, because you could spend time fumbling around, and whereas you got your stuff together in a month, how long do you think it would take people without training, without leadership, without the knowledge of knowing how to get businesses, without knowing how to negotiate with the businesses and carriers, the paperwork that's involved, the software? How long do you think it would take people to get their stuff together without training?
Oh, that's simple, because I did try it with FMCSA, and I literally spent over a year with them, and it got to the point where they put me in contact with the administration department and the head administrator, and to the point where I was just like, I don't think it should take me this long, because I did not grasp the concept. I didn't know I have so many manuals of what a freight broker does and how they're supposed to stay in compliance and conduct themselves, but ultimately, they did not tell me, you know, how to obtain any of my documents, how to become a legit business, how to make the phone calls, how to reach out to clients, how to obtain clients. So, no, because I went through it, and I was with them for over a year until I found you. So, I was one of those people that went through FMCSA to get help and to get the knowledge, and I mean, all I was reading was a lot of laws and legalities as to what I was not supposed to do and how the carriers are supposed to conduct themselves. But other than that, I didn't have any guidance. I didn't have any knowledge. So pretty much they didn't really provide me with anything, well, anything concrete that I can move. Well, from what I did with you in a month, I did not do with them. I had 14 months and I still had nothing.
Well, and, you know, in fairness to them, they're not required. I don't even know. I don't even think they do any referrals, which is sad.
Oh, no, they don't. They don't.
And that's probably because they don't want to be sued. They don't want folks to come back at them. Well, you sent me over to Joe Blow's logistics training and it didn't work out. And so they're not going to do that. They're not going. They're a government entity. So, I just wanted to put that information out there to let people know, because I get calls all the time. Well, I don't think I need all the training. I think I can they just want the meat of it. They just want to know. They figure they can do the dispatching, no problem. But, you know, to me, it's the little things. And when I put this training together 9 years ago, it was about, I was told, hey, it's gonna take you 3 years to get comfortable with this thing. I said, I don't have 3 years. I have like 3 months. I had to make it happen. So when I put this training together, I had that in mind, because I know people didn't, you know, most people don't have that kind of time that they can wait and put it together. Now, true enough, you will get more comfortable as you go through the seasons. Every year you go through seasons, you're going to be a little bit more comfortable. That experience you get is going to do that for you. But you can be off and running in short fashion in a month, and then, you know, learn while you're making money.
Oh, yes, that's what I've been doing. It's learn as you go, because everything is pretty much different and your customers' needs are different. So, yeah, I pretty much call Lewis on a regular basis based on what their needs are, because I really don't know. I could figure out what the truck is, but what about the extra that it may need?
Well, wait a minute. You said you've already completed the program.
I have.
And you, wait a minute. You still call and we actually talk to you?
Yes, I call.
Do we have a program set up where we accept your calls after you're done?
Yes. Lewis has been a great mentor to me throughout the whole process, because again, I mean, I still don't know anything. It's pretty much I'm learning as I'm going. I mean, the knowledge that I've obtained from the class has brought me this far. Now that I'm actually speaking to these businesses, it's live. So when they have questions, there's pretty much everything that they're asking me. If it's not in my notes, I call Lewis.
Were the sessions, the training sessions, were they relaxed or stressful?
Oh, yeah, no, they were very relaxed. Yeah, no.
Okay. Were you able to remain in your comfort level throughout, or were you forced to accept change? Was there a certain change that you had to adopt while you were here?
Yes. I did, because I'm not that I'm not really a people person, but it's very hard to talk and to communicate when it comes to, it's really about money and it's not mine, but I'm trying to obtain it for it to be mine. So, like, I had to, you know, get to a level of comfort, I guess, in myself, and I guess to be able to do this. Ultimately, really.
Well, I would have never guessed that you weren't a people person. I think you can stop saying that. I don't see that at all. But okay. Now that you're a licensed freight broker, how does it feel? And what is your next move?
It feels amazing that this is up and running, and I see the potential of what I can make the business be. Hopefully I can be, I would like to add like hazmat and hazmat waste within the next year to better serve my clients and hopefully make this into something bigger, where I have other people working for me and where I'm able to bring, you know, my knowledge to those that were just like me.
Okay. Last question. If you had your money back in your hand, Would you choose to pay for this training again?
Yes, I would, in a heartbeat.
Okay.
No questions asked. Because, again, the information that I have learned and the confidence that I have obtained to start and run this business, no, I would not. I would, yes, do it again.
All right. Well, we appreciate your candid feedback. I'm just going to speak a moment about, do a little commercial for Freight Broker Planet. It was founded in 2011. And since then, has trained many freight brokers and freight agents who are actively moving freight throughout the United States and Canada. Please visit our website and let us know what we can do for you. It is freightbrokerplanet.com. Thank you, Marjorie, for taking the time to visit us today. Is there something you'd like to say about your business?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And yes, Odivia Logistics is...
How do you spell that?
It's Odivia Logistics, LLC. We're currently based in Tampa, Florida. Hopefully, we will be expanding all across internationally. And... right now, our main focus are on flatbeds and refrigerated commodities. Like I said, hopefully next year we'll be adding hazmat and hazmat waste to better serve our clients.
Yeah, that's fantastic. This podcast was made possible by FreightBrokerPlanet.com, providing online 100% facilitated training for freight brokers and freight agents, coaching, for either field, refresher programs for those currently working as such, but desire to hone their skills and to increase their sales volume, customer retention, or negotiating skills. Visit our site. It should answer your questions, but don't hesitate to send an inquiry email using the contact button within the site. We will provide you with the prompt response. Again, I'm Wentworth Lewis, owner and chief trainer, letting you know that we have what you need. Please enjoy your day.